Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by Jack Threads. When was the last time you ordered clothes online and got to try them on? Never. That was a question for you guys.
No, I've never done it.
Okay, exactly. Jackthreads.com lets you do this. I actually just signed up last night. I ordered some clothes. They're on my way to my apartment. I got some pants. I got a top. It's all cool clothes. Look, I'm not a hip guy, but this is some hip clothes, and they send it to you. You can try it on, and if you don't like it, you can send it right back. So it's super easy. Jack Threads gives you everything you need to send things back as well. The packing tape, the prepaid shipping label, all of it. Choose anything you want and try it on home for free. And if you don't like it, you send it back, no charge. Here's what we got for you, too. You go to jackthreads.com and enter code PARDON. That's PARDON, P-A-R-D-O-N. When you submit your tryout for 20% off anything you keep. So, look, you go in, you check out what you want, they send you everything, you try it on, say you send five things back, the three things you keep, you get 20% off on that with the promo code PARDON, P-A-R-D-O-N, and you're going to do it by going to jackthreads.com, check it out, real cool clothes, 20% off with that PARDON coupon, jackthreads.com, do it right now. Let's rip.
Part of My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Wednesday, September 14th, and the NFL owns our brains.
It really does. It was probably the shittiest game. I'm just going to say it. It was the worst game I've ever seen in the NFL in the last year.
So,
last 2 months.
Now that the week one euphoria has kind of it's gone off now. I'm like, all right, we're away from Sunday now. The NFL kind of sucks.
Well, Monday night definitely sucked.
Well,
Monday
okay,
night, it was just the 49ers Rams game. Quick, name two players on the 49ers defense.
Navarro Bowman.
Yeah, that's it. There's only one
player. The guy from Oregon.
There's one guy on the defense.
Okay.
It was just like the perfect storm of shit quarterback and shit everywhere else on the field.
But the NFL on a whole, the quarterback play stinks. Now, let's just say this right here. I'm a football guy through and through. A football guy's guy through and through. Love football. Love the NFL. There's no sport I love more. I watch every single second. I will continue to watch every single second and enjoy every single second. But there's also a part of me that's like, you know what? When you're watching Blaine Gabbert and Case Keenum duel out in San Francisco, you're like, what the hell am I watching?
Yeah. You know what it is? I put the blame squarely on college football. That's how big of a pro football guy I am.
Yep.
And then it's college like football. They're not ready when they get here.
Yep.
So that's on you. That's
more
not.
Heads up.
That's
more
not
heads
on
up
us.
Tackling.
Yeah, that's right. The kids are younger, so they grew up in Goodell's head injury-less system, and so now they get into the NFL and they don't know how to, you know, they can't get tackled. So it's pissing me off. That entire game just makes me wonder, like, how bad does a game have to be before I actually turn it off?
And the answer is we don't know because I didn't turn it off.
Yeah.
Right. So and that's the NFL owning our brain. And they I don't know when this happened, but they have convinced us that the NFL has extreme parity when in reality it's just everyone sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make the playoffs because everyone sucks except for maybe four teams.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that sucks more than the Thursday night games. But another NFL trick, color rush.
Change the uniforms. Put a different alternate uniform on them. We'll tune in. They learned their lesson from last year because a lot of people, NFL'd them and said, what about all the colorblind people out here that can't tell the difference between the teams? I didn't even know that that was like something that was an issue, but it was. And so the NFL changed the color rush jerseys. So if you have last year's, those are collectibles now.
Mm-hmm.
But they changed the jerseys this year, so it should not affect colorblind people. Like us, we don't see color.
Right.
But for people who actually have that, the eye thing, What do you like? Their cornea. What do you got? Cornea problem?
Yeah, cornea addiction.
An issue with your cornea. But yeah, so they changed them up. New uniforms this year. So now you have to tune in and watch. Jets, Bills. That's going to be electric.
It really is such a classic NFL move. And it's not only a classic NFL move, it's a classic dumb NFL fan brain move. And we're in that group. We are 100% in that group. The NFL basically says, we're going to make these guys have a short week. They're going to be injured. They're not going to, you know, learn the opposing team's defense. It's going to be really bad football. Yeah. The offense is going to be sloppy. The defense is going to be a step slow. But the Jets are wearing all green.
Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to walk outside a bar at some point on Thursday. I'm going to be walking down the street with no intention of watching this game. I'm going to look at a television, and I'm going to see bright colors. And like an idiot, I'm going to be like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to walk into the bar. I'm going to watch the game because the colors are different. It's like, have you ever driven past a car dealership and they have balloons outside? If you ever drive past a car dealership that doesn't have a sale going on, then that's the dumbest car sales place of all time. They all have events going on. There's always balloons. You see the balloons, you're like, ooh, I'm going to drive in.
And yeah, the spaghetti inflatables.
You got to talk closer to the mic. People were saying they couldn't hear Hank.
I fixed that. The spaghetti inflatables. Okay.
Yeah, so that's how dumb we are as men. We see a different color and we're like, ooh, I got to go check that
this
out.
This is a different team. Yeah. I just want to run through a couple of the Color Rush jerseys for you. This is some great radio because I'm going to be describing a uniform for all of our listeners. The Steelers, all black. Numbers are yellow.
Mm.
Pretty cool.
Ooh.
Yeah. Never thought about that.
I thought you said you were going to do multiple teams.
Oh, okay,
just
one. The Jaguars have that weird gold.
Yeah.
That one's the same. That one's cool. The Saints, all white.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you live in New Orleans, you're definitely not a virgin.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
I've spent a few weekends there.
Packers also all white. I don't like that. Packers should be all green or all or all their stupid yellow, piss yellow, whatever.
Nice thing about all white uniforms is you get to see the blood. Yeah. So, yeah, pretty big fan about that.
The Raiders all white. Interesting.
I don't really like that. It is
now,
interesting.
Now we're digging deep here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're just I don't like this at all. Like, if you're going to have a color rush, that's the thing, right? It's supposed to be color. Let's make it be a color. Let's not make it be the absence of color.
Of color, right.
Or all colors combined into one.
It's really the dumbest thing ever, and like you said, I'm gonna watch. What was that game last year that we all watched? Oh, it was the Bucks versus the Rams, the Mustard Bowl, ketchup and mustard.
That's
bowl.
Right. A lot of people made that joke.
Yeah, and that joke hooked me in. I was like, ooh, I never, you know, have watched a game where ketchup and mustard play each other.
To me, it looked like the Latin Kings and the Bloods.
Oh, okay, you're gonna take it that route.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do our weekly segment on Wednesdays: Hot Seat, Cool Throne, and this one is brought to you by Pal's Hero Shop. It's out on Coney Island, 3081 Cropsey Ave, Brooklyn, New York. Pal's Hero Shop. If you go in, you mention Part of My Take, you'll get 20% off any order.
Yeah, it's a great deal. The guy is probably going to be a little bit weird about you asking. He might not
have never heard of it.
He's going to pretend that he doesn't recognize, but don't you leave that shop until you get your 20%.
Yeah. You just say, hey, Big Cat and PFT sent me to Pal's Hero Shop in Coney Island. I want my 20% off, and he's probably going to say, hey, forget about it. I'm going to call the cops. You say, no, this is all part of the banter that we go back and forth with Pardon My Take.
It's part of the promotion for him. Yeah. So Pal's kind of a jokester.
Yep.
He's got some buddies that dress up like police officers, too.
Yeah.
And so he'll bring them in
the
store.
If they handcuff you, don't worry about it. It's all just a joke.
Just part of the
game.
Just a prank.
So go to Pal's Hero Shop for 20% off and mention Part of My Take. All right, Hot Seat, Cool Throne. What do you got this week?
On my hot seat... you know, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say Jeff Fisher. And here's why.
Wow.
You live in Hollywood, you got to score some points. Mm-hmm. Okay. They've canceled series out in Hollywood for less than just a week one dud, you know?
What first rule of sports in Hollywood, you have to relate everything back to the Showtime Lakers. And they scored points.
They absolutely did. They lit up the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings aren't going to be there because you had Berman. Okay, the points certainly weren't there. Fisher has always been a Hollywood guy, right? He's always been a big glitz, glamour, very, very nice looking in front of the camera, handsome devil. But if you don't get the results, I think that he's going to be on the hot seat. So Jeff Fisher put up some points. My cold throne, is that what you call it?
Cool throne.
Yeah,
hot seat, cool throne.
On the cool throne.
Rolls right off the tongue. Pal's Hero Shop, check him out.
I've got Jim Caldwell.
Oh, you stole mine, because you jerk.
If you win one game, guess what? You're automatically guaranteed that you are not going to have the worst season in the history of the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. Caldwell is just such an even-keeled guy. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, and plus they don't really pay attention to the coach in Detroit. If you lose 16 games, then after like 15 or 14 games, the owner gets a knock on their door and they're like, hey, your coach is like remarkably shitty this year. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, yeah, we better fire him. If you win 10 games, they don't really pay attention to that either. So Caldwell has ensured he's going to be in the safe zone this year.
Yep. He just kind of just stays out there half dead and no one even remembers that he's there.
I think even if they did fire him, he would just remain at midfield staring directly across the field.
Until they rehired him.
Yeah.
Until the team rehired him. It was like, oh, we might as well get him. He's already here.
Yeah.
He's already got his headset on. It's not plugged in, but he's right. Standing here.
He seems to be very focused on the game.
Yeah, he seems to be focused on something. My hot seat, I gave you Chuck Pagano last week, and I actually think that he's definitely going to be a midseason guy because mm-hmm. the Colts lost, and if they stumble out of the gate like they do every single game, but in the actual season, they're in trouble. Dan Quinn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All second right. year.
You know what?
Really, really bad. And defense, here's the killer. This is why you got to be a John Harbaugh type, okay? A special teams coach that gets a head coaching mm-hmm. job, because then they can't say, well, the offense sucks, you're an offensive guru, or the defense stinks, mm-hmm. aren't you supposed to be a defensive mind? Yeah. Dan Quinn, defensive mastermind, 19 sacks in 17 games with the Falcons.
Yeah, so I think what we can take away from this is, you know, Pete Carroll, he likes his defensive coordinators to have bald heads and goatees, right? Yep. They go on to become coaches, Dan Quinn, Gus Bradley. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that a guy who has a goatee and a bald head is ever meant to be a head coach. That's the bad cop, right? You need a good cop with a full head of hair, and then the bad cop to come in and kick your ass every now and again.
Also, don't forget the coaching tree. If you fire Gus Bradley, that whole branch of the coaching tree, it's like a poisoned tree. So you have mm-hmm. to now fire Dan Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah, and everybody else that came from Seattle just gets the axe. Yeah.
Which, where's what coaching? I think that's George C. Everyone goes back to George C. for its West Coast offense.
Eric Coryell.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're disciples of the Eric Coryell offense, but they defended against it on defense.
all right, Hank, do you have a hot seat? Cool throne? Nope. Okay, you're going to pass.
Yeah, I'm Hank. Hey. Bill Belichick. Because
he's on the hot seat and the cool throne.
Because
hot seat because someone's going to offer him $1 billion.
They don't need a head coach in New England anymore because he's coached them so well.
Here's the thing. Do you think that Bill Belichick?
That was our Hank impression.
Do you think that Bill Belichick could ever do such a good coaching job where the team is just self-sustaining at that point?
Yeah.
And then it's like a CEO that starts up and mm-hmm. you know turns it into a $1 billion company, then leaves to go start something else.
So successful that like they don't need him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be the goal, actually?
The fact that we've turned this into a compliment is sickening, but it's the truth. Bill Belichick somehow could make the first franchise so good that they don't need the head coach because he's just worked himself out of a job.
Yeah. Why hasn't he done that yet? That's always going to be a mark on his legacy, though. Yeah.
Goodell probably shut it down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Power rankings. Everyone knows Mount Rushmore season is over. If you missed our video, we did Scott Van Pelt and Stanford Steve. We did a bracket of the Mount Rushmores for this summer. I can't even remember what our final four were, so you're going to have to go watch the video. But power rankings are over. Mount Rushmore is over. Power rankings every Wednesday are here.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we have this week?
Okay, so this week's power rankings are things football guys eat. Hank was telling me about a Bleacher Report thing with Urban Meyer today.
The B-word, R-word. Yeah, the B-Report had
an article about Urban Meyer, how he was so unhealthy because he was such a football guy that all he focused on was football and didn't worry about his diet or anything. So he was just taking pills and drinking beers and focusing on football.
I feel like they write this story about Urban Meyer every year. Mm-hmm. He just reminds people, I had a heart attack because of football, so you can't, don't push me too hard because I'll go ahead and have another heart attack because mm-hmm. of football.
And it's always the same moral of the story. It's like he's learned to keep things in perspective.
He goes to his kid's volleyball game now.
Yeah.
he's really a well-rounded person.
Right. He picks his daughter up from school when there's a reporter sitting shotgun in his car. So
they actually show the same shot. It's like he's at the volleyball game, the Ohio State volleyball game.
Yeah.
He goes to his daughter's games, but he also made his daughters go to Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And he probably, and no guy wants to date them because they're so scared of Urban Meyer. But yeah, they're living a totally normal life. It's just a regular family.
He's got a great perspective on things. You know, it's important. You know, he's got family. He's got football. Oh, no, no. It's always God, family, yeah. Football in that order.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So congrats for learning perspective. But our power rankings.
Things football guys eat.
That's right. What do they eat? I'll get started.
Okay.
See, football guys are real big on foods that they can just hold in their hand and kind of shake around while they're talking.
Yep, all about efficiency.
Snacking. So, right off the bat, sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
Football guys love sunflower seeds.
Uh-huh.
They always like black jelly beans. They like to show off a little bit of dominance and be like, I can eat the shittiest flavor of candy.
They don't like them, but they'll eat them.
But they'll eat them. Yeah, it's a symbol. Next, I've got vitamins from their wives.
Yeah.
On the way out
honey,
the door.
Please take this.
Honey, I know you're probably not going to eat anything today. And all you do eat when you actually eat is like fried cheese. So here's some vitamins and you'll be fine. So my last one is, I've got two last ones. Dilly bars.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Minnesota coaches like to eat dilly bars on the sidelines. And just swallowing tobacco spit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's 100% football guy. Hank, you want to go?
Sure. Number one, cereal with Gatorade in it.
Okay.
Remember Harbaugh did that?
Yeah.
He didn't have milk. He didn't have any milk in his fridge.
His
so
son
he just,
told us that story.
So he just poured Gatorade into his cereal.
Yeah. That's efficiency.
Number two, peanut butter and jellies, but with both sides of the bread with peanut butter, so you don't let the jelly out. That's a Bill Belichick trick.
Oh. I'm not following.
So he puts peanut butter on both sides of the bread. And then the jelly on, so that way the jelly doesn't seep out.
It makes it airtight.
Got it.
So that nothing can leak out, unlike a football, where sometimes the air magically leaks out.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about, but I think I follow.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last one is just steak.
You only did three. Oh, no, you did four. That's your fourth. Okay, steak. Just how is it cooked?
Rare.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good. We were testing you there.
And not something fancy like a filet.
Yeah.
Like ribeye.
Ribeye.
Yeah.
T-bone.
Yeah. T-bone, yeah.
I got 2-day-old lo mein right out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just have something like that in the fridge at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to eat that quickly at the desk, then fall asleep. McDonald's. I feel like football guys all love McDonald's because, again, efficiency.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do know that Rob Ryan went to McDonald's right after he got fired and left, right?
Yeah, and Zimmer. Yeah. By the way, Zimmer, we should tweet this picture now. Zimmer has more red. Did we tell the story?
I don't think that we did.
Okay. Zimmer has more Red Men, the chewing tobacco, on deck than anyone has ever needed.
Mm-hmm. He's got 7 pouches, I think, in his center console in the car, visible from anybody that happens to walk by.
Right. So,
that's a true chaw dog.
Yeah, he's a chaw dog. He's the original chaw dog. So Red Man's definitely on there. I also had pizza, just pizza, cold pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like no football guy has ever had a hot slice of pizza.
Would it kill them to put a microwave in a football guy's office?
I think they have microwaves.
They do. I don't think that a football guy would use it.
Use it, right. They use it. You know what they do? They use it for their coffee because what they'll do is they'll have a cup of coffee and they won't touch it for 2 hours because they're eating film.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be like, oh, got to nuke this coffee real quick.
Right.
So, and they'll just nuke it there. And then my last one is fear. Football guys love to eat fear.
They live on fear.
Yeah. That's it right there.
That's good. I like it. That was a good I was about to say the MR word, but that was a good power ranking.
Yep. Send us your power rankings for football guys and what they eat. Let's embrace some debate. Let's do Rapoport. All right, we now welcome back one of our favorite recurring guests, Michael Rapoport. Rap, you have dead cats. In your house right now. This is why you're on. Let's just cut right to it. Let's not beat around the bush. Sports. You got dead cats.
Listen, I'll give you the whole story because it was a traumatizing event. I was on a late afternoon flight, which got me into Los Angeles at 9 o'clock. You know, so I had that vibe of flying and tired and want to get in my house. I was with my lady.
Congrats.
Literally pull up in a cab and was like, can't wait to get in the bed. Gonna take a shower and go right to sleep. We're walking up to the house and in a fountain, a little tiny, small, like, you know, probably 2x2, small little fountain. I don't want you to, you know, think like I'm living in, It's not like a fountain, like at a Kardashian's house.
It's a working man's fountain.
Yeah, is there like a big sign over it that says the world is yours?
That's there, but other than that, the fountain's not. It's a smaller sign and a smaller fountain. Okay. So, but yeah, that sign is there. And you know, we've had cat issues because there's stray cats in the neighborhood and there's gravel in my front yard. And these little feral fucks have been shitting in my yard. It's been an ongoing thing. So as my girl was walking to the door, I was looking kind of to the left to see if there had been any cat shit. And she like drops her bag. She's like, ah! And I was like, ah, just from the scream. And I was like, what? And then she said, there's dead cats. And I didn't even look. I fucking freaked. I honestly was, I wasn't for real crying, but I was almost
man crying.
We
call it man crying.
And then, you know, then you what I sent on the Instagram and the Twitter was what it was. And then finally, we had a guy, come over and he removed
just some
them
guy
about,
like a neighbor.
You have a
it's
cat
not
guy?
A guy. It's the gardener. My guy.
Oh, Rich Rapoport. Yeah. Okay.
It's not even like a gardener. It's just a guy that takes care of my lawn. Yeah. And he came over to fix my. It's not really a fountain, but it's a fountain.
Yeah. My dead cat problem. And now this. Now the French name makes a lot more sense, Rapoport.
Well, I'm not gonna confirm or deny that this same gardener, who I'm gonna leave faceless and nameless, may or may not have, you know, been told by the owner of the property, who may or may not be me, to get rid of these fucking cats by any means necessary. Now, that being said, I didn't say kill them on site and I maybe thought like they'd eat some poison, go back to wherever the fuck they came from and dropped it over there. I didn't know they would.
Here's what I think happened, because I've got a little bit of experience in dealing with rodent infestations, okay?
This is not a rodent. You're confusing. A cat is not a rodent.
Okay. Fun fact of the day. A rat is different from a cat. Got it. But I have poisoned rats before, and I've used rat poison. And you know what they do when you give a rat poison? It will claw through the ends of the earth to get to anything that has water in it. Like, rats will die in like a big bucket of water that they jumped into because they're so desperate for water. I'm thinking your gardener may have given rat poison to these cats, and then they jumped into your huge Bellagio style fountain. Yeah, so you killed. Congrats, you're a cat murderer.
Here's another theory. Another theory. Going to throw it out there. This fountain of yours, how deep is it? We're talking like 10 feet.
No, it's a fucking fountain. You saw the video. It's like 2x2, It probably would come up to your knees.
If I'm a cat and I'm trying to take a little dip in this Olympic sized fountain that you have, I probably won't be able to swim.
Oh shit!
It's actually because it's hard for cats to get their claws into the gold to climb their way out of the fountain.
Right. So. Gold is not. It's a soft metal. Right.
Well, listen, man. It was and then after the whole thing, after like my heart finally slowed down, I sent you the exclusive surveillance video.
Yeah.
And you could post that.
I didn't
know.
I didn't appreciate getting a text waking up at 3:30 in the morning with dead cat texts from you.
Yo, did you? But you saw part 2 and 3 of the surveillance video, because after we removed the other cats, 3 other fucking cats were out there, and I thought they were going to die in front of the. And that was right in front of the door, just, you know, a foot away from the Olympic sized fountain, and they were out there playing, and then I ran outside and chased those little fucks away. So, it was a rough night, and I finally got my dog back, my dog Wheezy, who is the same dog who was in my house, my old house, while I got robbed and sleeping through the whole thing, but then attacked the cops the next morning. So, Wheezy's there to claim his turf, and I'm encouraging him to stay outside and all shit. Listen, I don't fuck with cats in any way, shape,
well,
or
you
form.
Do. No, you do. You're Don Corleone, and you told like Luca, whatever, to go take care of the kid. Don't tell me how you do it, but go ahead and take care of those cats and leave the, you know, take the cannoli kind of situation going on.
Yeah, like just like, I don't want to know about it. Just handle it.
Right, exactly. So you do fuck with cats. You actually fuck with cats more than anyone else.
I want to know what part of your thought process was it that said, okay, I don't know what to do. There are two dead cats in my fountain. First thing I better do is go post pictures of them on Twitter.
Man
for,
crying.
For everybody
Man
to see.
Man crying in front of everyone.
Yo, honestly, here's a little bit more information than you might know. My girl left the house to go get, I don't know what the fuck. She went and got some wine because she was freaked out of her fucking mind. And, you know, she went down the street because we literally just came home. I mean, this happened. We came home. You know, when you just get off a flight, you just want to get the fucking bed. It's 9:30 at night. I missed Monday night football. Like, you know, I was
you didn't
just
miss
like,
much.
I know. But I'm saying like, you know, I was in that, like, I just want to take a shower, go to sleep. And this shit, like, after that, I felt like I wanted to start the day. Like, my adrenaline was pumping. Like, I had just worked out and drank two cups of coffee.
This is like one long brag by you. I flew in a plane. You know,
I didn't say I flew in a fucking private jet. I was in fucking culture.
I have a huge house with a fountain.
You cocksucker.
I have a girlfriend. She drinks. I have so many cats, I don't know what to do with them, and I kill half of them. Okay, you just wanted to come back.
Hey, Michael, I have a theory here.
Wait, who's talking now?
Yo, this PFT, Man Bun's talking at you real quick.
Am I the only one that calls you Man Bun, or are you taking that moniker on all the time?
Bro, the hair's down right now, okay? That's how you can tell I'm serious.
He's a woman right now.
Fucking,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
I think that you staged this whole thing to get the Twitter conversation off your racist takes yesterday.
Yeah, so, all right, so let's do this. Let's talk about this.
You know what? I thought about that.
Yeah.
I thought about that.
You thought about drowning a couple cats.
You thought about that it might
no,
look
I
like it was
staged?
I
thought about that. I thought about that as a potential, you know, as like, this would be a great, like, this will really be a great thing to get off my 9/11 kneeling controversy
takes,
that's going on.
Yeah.
But we could talk about that. I just make sure we don't get off the subject of my trip to Chicago, but we'll save that for last.
Okay,
we'll save that for last.
All right. Okay, so for people who don't know, Rappaport had a problem with anyone who knelt during the national anthem. You got a problem with free speech, we understand. You got a problem with the black community. And that all kind of came back at you, and then you staged a bunch of cat homicides to get the heat off.
Yes,
did I tell it correctly?
That's totally correct. Yes, that's right. but the reality of it is, I had made a tweet. I don't have it in front of me, but it was. I'm sort of quoting myself, but I said, because it was something like, if you kneel on 9/11. You're going to get ILO'd, which is, if you're not familiar, you know, like on my Twitter and Instagram and on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, which you guys never fucking, I always say that for last. We're going to start pumping the I Am Rappaport Stereo
podcast.
We got it.
We'll bleep that out.
We're going to bleep that out.
Okay. you know, or you'd get ILO'd or I might drop you from my fantasy team.
Big threat.
Yeah, that's a big threat. And it's totally serious because fantasy is serious. Mm-hmm. Now, I was totally serious about the kneeling on 9/11, and this was two nights before I knew I was going to be at the Jets game, and I was imagining being at the game and thinking about 9/11 in all seriousness, and then like, yo, I was, and it crossed my mind, are motherfuckers going to kneel in the faces of the actual people that who protected and served, and the actual families and the actual kids and wives and mothers and fathers of people that actually died in New York? That's what spawned my tweet. I have no problem with anybody protesting. I have no problem with what the guys on the Patriots did, and you know, raising a fist on 9/11. I specifically was talking about kneeling on 9/11. I was specifically talking about that. And then this hack job website called The Root, which is pretty much like a TMZ. It's like a TMZ for black culture. You know, this guy wrote an article and saying how I was a culture vulture and la, 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 la. And then, you know, all this Twitter shit. And I take on all comers. I have no problem with anybody protesting. I support 150% all of it. I just said specifically kneeling on 9/11. I'm not with it. And like Arian Foster said, he has a right to protest and you have a right to protest my protest. You know, people could do what they want. And it's a hot button topic. And I'll discuss it with anybody. I told anybody who had any problems with me about what I said on Twitter, You could come on the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'll come to your rinky-dinky show. We could discuss it live on the air with anybody. Because also, I won't back away from the conversation, because at the end of the day, the conversation is what's needed. We could agree to disagree. There's no winning. It's not an arm wrestling contest. There's
you
no
get
winning.
Real. You like to get real.
So you responded. You posted a couple pictures of you with Ice Cube. Yeah. From back in the 90s.
I retweeted
yeah.
them.
Oh, okay, Trump. Okay, so
nice Trump.
You posted them from your alt account and then retweeted them from my...
I didn't tweet it. I retweeted it. Yeah. Donald Rappaport.
How long did it take for you to get so good at Photoshop?
Well, yeah, because I never met Ice Cube. That was a good Photoshop. And I did this movie called Higher Learning with him. And even though we're in scenes together, it was a stunt double. I've never even been in the proximity. I've never even seen Ice Cube in real life.
Okay. And then the next one is, you mentioned that your dog attacked some police. Does your dog stand up for the national anthem?
Oh,
my dog, anything that's disobedient, my dog will do. So if they say that
dogs learn their behavior from their owners.
Yeah, maybe if you're...
Maybe you secretly hate police.
Maybe if your dog had just taken the license and registration out, we wouldn't have had that problem.
Oh shit! Listen, my dog is got a big heart and knows no tricks. He catches no balls. And if it's time to sit, he'll stand. If it's time, it's time to cross, he won't cross. He's just a sweet good for nothing. That's really what my dog is—a sweet good for nothing. In all honesty, I love this conversation with anybody. I think it's good. You guys, I know you're uncomfortable because we're not bullshitting around.
No.
No, man bun's freaking out of it. Take your fucking hair out of the hair conditioner.
I already told you the hair's down, bro.
Do you think...
I know, but you don't have to dip it in a bucket of hair conditioning, when I'm speaking to you.
Do you think that maybe we're uncomfortable not because we're talking about race, but because we're speaking with a cat murderer? Oh, that was a high pitch.
Oh, there we go.
I'm just
like
saying,
you
dude.
Guys,
you fucking kill cats. You kill cats.
Yo, let me tell you something. Wherever I am, every now and then, people will straight up come up to me and be like, yo, the Barstool guys, and ask me this about the Barstool guys. When are you going to be back on with the Barstool guys? And I'm like, those cocksuckers don't pay enough for me to come back onto this fucking rinky-dinky show. But let me bring up something with you, Mr. French, Mr. Chicago,
okay,
Mr. Big Shot.
Okay.
I was recently in Chicago.
You were?
For the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast World Tour, which has only been in Chicago, Milwaukee, and going to Vegas and
Minneapolis,
Phoenix. Yeah. Nonetheless, I called you because you're Mr. Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's your city. You're the man with the plan. You're the big cat.
Mm-hmm.
You told I said, yo, big cat, where can I get some food?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna
seven places.
Excuse me.
Seven places. Yeah.
Can I speak now?
Okay.
I let you speak on your podcast. Can I please speak? I am the guest. I am paying for this Skype call. Please. You told me, go to Portello's if you want some Italian beef. I said I wanted to eat. I wasn't trying to get fucked. Okay? If I want. That's number one.
It is heavy.
Okay, yeah. So I went. I don't know why you gave me that. I don't know what that is.
It's great.
Okay, then you tell me, and this place is where it went down. You said go to Pequod's,
yeah.
Right, and you're talking about Rappaport being French. You think I'm going to go to some fucking place called Pequod for pizza? Talk about French? But I did make here's the reality. I went to Pequod's.
Okay.
Okay, it was a Sunday probably.
Yep.
Mid-afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I walk in. All right?
Yeah.
The guy looks at me like he has no fucking clue who I am. I say, oh, I want two for, some pizza.
You weren't like, and don't you know who I am when you walked in the door?
Excuse me. Let me finish my story. And he says, excuse me.
It's day one.
And he
stuff
says to me,
celebrity.
And then he says to me, oh, yeah, it's an hour and 45 minute wait.
Yeah, dude, it's a good place. I mean, any place is worth waiting when it's a good place. Would you rather me send you to Papa John's and you get your pizza in 5 minutes?
Excuse me. And then I said to him, Big Cat sent me. And he said, I don't know who that is. I said that to him. Ask my man.
Why would you do that?
I said, Big Cat sent me. He said, I don't know who that is.
Of course not.
It's an hour and 45 minute wait. Now, let me tell you something, Mr. Chicago.
Okay.
You got to be fucking batshit crazy. If you're from anywhere, to wait for anything for an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, my God. All right. I was in Brooklyn the other day, okay? And
you
I was,
went to the wrong place.
No, but I passed, what's it called? Grimaldi's? Is that right?
The line.
There's a line that's like 5 hours long. So don't give me that shit. The most popular places are longer waits.
No. The most popular... Listen to me. There's 17,000 other pizza places that if you ask me...
I gave you multiple places,
Michael Rapaport,
by the way.
I'm going to send you to. You're not going to be waiting, okay? You're not going to... an 45 minutes for a fucking slice?
Can we drop your name at these places? Can we,
I don't give a shit what's in there. They could be serving Diamond Pizza. They could be. I don't care what's in there. An hour and 45 minutes is rude for anything.
It was worth it.
I don't give a fuck.
Did you wait?
What the fuck? I'm not going to an NSYNC concert. I want a slice of pizza.
Are you mad?
Are you mad? You sound like you're mad online.
Are you mad?
Are you going to try to match
Hey, Mike, just so you know.
You sound like you're mad.
Mike, the way you're talking to us, we're not black guys, so you don't have to be mad at us.
No, fucking guy, an hour and 45 minutes. Have you had good pizza in New York? And don't front. Have you had good pizza?
I've had okay pizza.
I've had good pizza. I mean, it's pizza. Pizza is pizza is pizza.
Right.
Pizza is pizza is pizza. So why would you send me? You know time is money. Money is time. My time is precious.
Well, okay.
Why would you send me, Mr. Chicago, to a place when you know an hour and 45 minutes? I'm supposed to be your friend.
Should we tell the whole story? Do we want to tell the whole story now or no? Because you told half the story. You want to tell the whole story?
Please do.
Okay. So it was the Saturday I was leaving to move from Chicago to New York. And we were supposed to meet up for lunch. We were supposed to have a grand old time. You know, I was going to take you out to lunch. I was going to take you to my favorite hot dog place. We were going to have a fucking blast. I wait around. No text. No nothing. No response. Nothing. It's like 5 o'clock. I'm like, well, I have to actually go. I have a U-Haul full of my shit. And I have to go. I can't park it. So I get on the road. I'm like in, you know, Indiana. And I get a call from you. And you're like, hey, Kat, it's Rapaport. I went out too hard with Sprewell the night before. I'm still in Milwaukee. I'm so hungover. And that was it. And then you're like, can you tell me where to eat pizza? And I told you multiple places. You're so hungover. Your brain is so full of alcohol and Latrell Sprewell. You probably didn't hear any of them. And then because you're French, you hear the Pequods. And then you go to Pequod's. So that's not on me. That's on you. We could have had a great time together, but you decided you get too drunk with Latrell Sprewell to pander to the black crowd and tell everyone you got a black friend.
Yo, this is false information, man. Listen, man. If I would never fuck you over like that and have you wait for an hour and 45 minutes, man. I would never do
that. Yeah, you made me wait for 4 hours instead with a U-Haul.
And listen, you guys are big shots, man. You're like packing and moving your U-Haul yourself. Listen, step it up, man. Get someone else to do that. You can't afford a flight, a coach ticket to New York. You drove across country. What are you, in college?
I love driving.
All right. Chicago wasn't the same without you. And honestly, you got no juice at Pequod's. None.
I never claimed to.
At the end of the day,
how
was the
pizza?
Nothing there.
I was like, if I said Big Cat, at least they'll be like, all right, well, you can wait an hour.
My name means something like at basically the off-track betting place, and there's like a bar where my buddy owns it. That's where my name goes. My name doesn't go very far.
I thought you were Mr. Chicago, man.
It's a big fucking city. You think I'd go anywhere in New York and say, hey, Michael Rapaport, the cat killer, told me to come.
Seriously, how was the pizza at Pequod's?
I fucking walked out of that place. I went to Subway. There was a Subway like 2 blocks
away. Oh, my God. You went to a Subway? God damn it. You're the worst.
How's the Subway?
Rap, we got to quickly talk about fantasy football. I learned something. You went on a podcast with a certain guy out in Hollywood, and you said that you just started playing fantasy football like 2 years ago. I was wondering why the hell you were so crazy about fantasy football. It all makes sense. You're the weirdest guy I've never even met you. Person to person, but you're the weirdest guy I know because you just started playing fantasy football and you're fucking obsessed with it. Dude, everyone's getting off fantasy football. Go to DraftKings.com.
Do you guys play fantasy? I think we should. You know what we should do if we could figure out the logistics of
it? I'm not joining another league.
No.
Don't ask us to be in a league with you.
Listen, don't flatter yourself. Listen, this is what I think we should do. We get like the 10 best Ian Rapaport Stereo podcast players versus the 10 best Barstool players, and we let them fucking duke it out like in the fantasy football ring, and the best podcast football players will win. I don't know how we do that logistically.
Okay, so we make other people fight our battle for us.
Yeah, and so you
no,
want...
No, and then so- me... We put in teams ourselves. Okay. Like I don't know. You guys seem to be playing it for a long time. Yeah. I'm new to this shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Daily fantasy.
How
one
come,
day.
How come you didn't have any friends until a couple years ago to be in a fantasy football league with?
Listen, I don't have any friends today. I play with strangers.
You do have that girlfriend, though.
Yeah, I got my girl. You think she plays fantasy football with me?
I don't know. You're the kind of guy that I feel like you'd make her, like, draft five teams, and you draft five no. teams. You sit around and fucking talk about your teams.
I'll be honest with you. My Sunday is this. This is real shit, because okay. I know you guys think that I'm bullshitting. I wake up on my Sunday. This is my NFL Sundays. I wake up at 8 o'clock. Now, I'm in West Coast time. I wake up because the games in the West Coast come on at 10. The East Coast games come on at 1. A lot of people don't. You don't know that. So 10 o'clock games is something you have to get used to.
Time zones, yeah, thanks.
I know, but if you've never sort of experienced an NFL season and the first game is at 10, it's something you got to get used to. I'm trying. Listen, not everybody is as cultivated as me. Okay, not everybody is as culturally sound as me. So I'm trying to explain it to some people. Anyway,
wait, 10 a.m. or 10 p.m.?
A.m., motherfucker. Oh, okay. I wake up at 8 a.m., okay? I brush my teeth. I do what I do. Then I go to hot yoga. Get my mind right.
Man card.
Get my mind right. I miss the first half hour of the games, and then I don't shower. I don't shower after hot yoga. I sit
Man card
in front
back.
Of TV all day, and I duke it out in fantasy. That's my day. And I would love to fuck you guys.
Oh, I'd love to fuck you, big boy.
No, I'll take that fucking man bun. I'll hold it tight, and I'll give you something on DraftKings anytime you want to do it.
I think that your girlfriend killed the cats just so that she could have some time spent with you when you're not talking about fantasy football. She would rather you be, like, losing your mind, calling the police, freaking out about dead cats in your fountain,
yeah.
than hear, like, one more thing about how you should have started TJ Yeldon.
Listen to me. I want that man bun in my hand. I want a little olive oil. I want to duke it out with the best of the Barstool crew. Anytime, any place in daily fantasy. I want that man bun, and I want the best of your bunch. Cause you guys got good fans. I like your fucking fans. They scream at me, they yell at me on the street. People like you guys, and they like to talk shit. And I like to talk shit too, and I like man buns. And I like them tight. I like to hold them tight.
And they also like to send you pictures of trash. Have you been getting a lot of pictures? I see you've been responding to them now. You've been getting upset. You've been getting a little testy on Twitter. You're like, go ahead and move then if you don't like the trash.
Well, I didn't. And honestly, I didn't get it at first. And I was like, oh, I remember we had that conversation. Whereabouts in the city are you two living?
I told you I'm in the West Village.
I'm in Brooklyn.
Okay, what part of Brooklyn? What part of Brooklyn?
That has trash all over
the
place.
Yeah, the part that has trash all over the place.
Are you guys having a tough time adjusting to being
yes.
New Yorkers?
Yes.
Seriously? Are you
sucks.
Really?
Yes.
It's mostly the hot trash. When it's yeah. hot outside and it's just everywhere, it sucks.
Subway sucks. The trash sucks. Prices suck.
Would it kill people to put an air conditioning unit in a subway?
Yeah. It just sucks.
You little fucking hipster elitist cocksuckers. First of all, you're in the West Village of New York City and you're complaining. You just left a fucking city where you have to wait an hour and 45 minutes for a slice of pizza, and you're complaining
about
living
in the Big
Apple?
No, I came from Texas.
I came from Texas.
Live
in Brooklyn. Where
we have yeah. no problems in Texas, yeah. so I moved from there to here.
I think go ahead.
One thing about the two of you guys, when I'm not looking at you guys, it's hard to differentiate your voices.
Yeah, we've been like doing the jerk-off motion on your face the entire interview.
This is Big Cat. I'm really fat.
Wait, you can see me? You can't see me, can
no,
you?
No, we can't see you.
Fucking guys.
Oh, man. All right, hey, listen, we got to wrap this up, but I want you to – we
oh,
need you
no,
to come
I
in the
more.
Podcast
let me,
studio.
Let me stay more. Let me stay more.
Dude, come on. You know what? You know what? All right, and this is my theory, all right? And I'm going to be real with you for a second.
Go ahead.
I think you love us. We love you, but I think you love us because we're the only ones that bust your balls. I
well,
see you
all,
on ESPN. I see you fucking, laughing it up with Rachel Nichols. I see you with Andy Cohen on Bravo. I see you with Bill Simmons. Shit. Oh, Michael Rappaport is the funniest guy in the world. You know what? Anyone can fucking swear and talk in a New York accent, okay? But we like to bust balls.
Listen, you're not the only ones that bust my balls. I love you guys. You guys are funny. I truly and honestly. When you sent that tweet, it was just I just could hear it coming out of your yeah. voice. You said, "What the fuck, Rappaport?"
Yeah.
And you posted the video. And then I don't know which one of you guys posted the tweet this morning. There was a poll about how my cats got
yeah.
killed.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit made me laugh so much. That's why I was like, I got to talk to these guys about the cats. Because, I missed you. I was in New York in and out, a quick trip, and it was impromptu. I can't wait to we do it face to face.
Yes.
I'm gonna be nude when we do it. Is that cool?
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. All right, how big's cool. your dick?
So, listen, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna bring the olive oil. I'm gonna show you everything okay. you need to know.
All right, we'll get that man bun in all your right. hands.
Hey, tell your dog all lives matter, okay?
Yeah, tell him all to right, stop attacking police and dogs and maybe we won't have this racial you know, problems in the world. Yeah, unrest in the country.
Absolutely. Yo, I appreciate it. And honestly, the next time, unless I don't see you, we'll just keep doing this by phone.
No, we're doing it. We got to do it in person. We got to come on your show so that we can get, you know, we want your show to maybe get a few people to listen to it. So we'll come on.
Fuck out of here. You guys are fucking, you fucking guys. I'll talk to you guys later. All right. I appreciate you having me on and I'll keep doing your shit and enjoy the city.
All right. Try not to kill any cats. Okay.
Anymore. Yo, you'll be hearing anymore. About it, and you—if you want to post that, that you're the only person I sent that.
Okay, yeah, we'll get right around to posting the surveillance.
Yeah, I'm gonna put. Yeah. Hey, let me get right on posting those dead cats for you, okay?
No, those fuckers didn't die. Did you get the other ones?
Well, they didn't die yet. You're gonna kill all the fucking cats in LA.
I'm gonna clean the whole fucking block out when I'm done with these bastards. There was three out there this morning. I'll send you some video of dead cats tonight. Yeah, hopefully, hope they don't fall into the.
We'll tag PETA in it.
Yeah. We got you.
Tag them.
We got you.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Thanks, Rap. Appreciate it, man. That interview was brought to you by DraftKings.com. Week 2 is coming up, and DraftKings.com has a free fantasy contest for you. $100,000 in total prizes, and that's at DraftKings.com. The nice thing about it is you probably screwed up your year-long fantasy team. I know I did. But DraftKings.com, you get to draft a new team every single week. It is no season-long commitment. 1 week fantasy football contest, and you're going to do this. Hurry up to DraftKings.com right now. Use code BIGCAT and play for free in this weekend's $100,000 fantasy contest. The contest is free. No deposit required, so there's no reason not to play. Use promo code BIGCAT, B-I-G-C-A-T, and play free for your share of $100,000 this weekend. Go to DraftKings.com, check it out. DraftKings.com, eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. All right, let's do some segments real quick. We have a new one, and it's a fun one. Humans versus the sun. Mm-hmm. This actually is something we should have come up with when Tim Tebow fought that hellacious sun out in California.
Well, if it happens one time, it's an isolated incident. If it happens twice, it's a pattern. So mm-hmm. now we can actually introduce the segment.
Now we know the sun is bright. And people have to fight it. So what exactly happened?
So there was actually a big sun controversy going on in Dallas okay. after the game this weekend. Ben McAdoo, the coach of the Giants, he actually did his research ahead of time, found out the angles that the sun was coming into the stadium from in the afternoon games as it sets in Dallas. And he doesn't really say if it made a difference. Basically, he said, if you have a chance to help yourself by studying the sun, that's certainly something that we need to take a look at and that we did take a look at. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't, but it's something that we took into account. So that's a lot of bullshit for saying, I looked at a map and I got a compass out when I was standing on the field, and then I kind of scratched my ass for a while, and I'm going to take credit for the win. On the other hand, Football Ferguson, Jason Garrett, he said, we don't pay attention to the sun.
Oh.
Hey, who won that game?
I think the Giants did.
Yeah, I think the Giants won. So the Giants are 1-0 against the sun.
And the Cowboys.
And the Cowboys. And the Cowboys are 0-1 against the sun. So sun's taking a lot of L's this year.
Yeah. It sounds like the sun is very beatable.
Between Tebow and McAdoo, it's a down year for the sun.
You see the sun on your schedule and you're saying, this is a game we can win.
Yeah, you absolutely pencil that in as a win. So in your face, global warming.
I like that McAdoo did this because McAdoo has to fight with the whole goofy used car salesman look that he's got going on. He's mm-hmm. got the mustache. He's got the awful sunglasses. He's got the hair that looks awful. I said this on my rewind. He definitely is that type of guy who pops the top in his Miata in like October. And he's mm-hmm. like, yo, come at me. He's got that kind of look, that vibe going, maybe a little jewelry, maybe a pinky ring. You never know with McAdoo, a suit that doesn't fit.
Leisure suit.
Yeah.
He dresses like a vague Eastern European villain in a movie.
Right. So, and he's thinking, okay, the NFL, basically the NFL fan base, the NFL fans made fun of Jim Tom Sewell all year because he looked like a mechanic, right?
Yeah.
I got a little bit of that vibe going. Maybe if I talk about how I'm handicapping for the sun and game planning for the sun, people be like, wow, this guy is a relentless worker, No stone unturned.
I can't wait for the first NFL team to bring in Neil deGrasse Tyson to explain to them like about physics of the earth and about how the sun's light reflects off the atmosphere at certain times.
Hey, little fact for you. Ready for this?
Hit me.
5 billion years, sun's going to explode. We're all going to die. Neil deGrasse Tyson taught me that one.
Shout out.
Just chill out, man.
Shout out to the sun.
Yeah.
Hey, son, maybe go back to the drawing board. It's not working out for you so far this year.
When Tebow can beat you,
yeah,
that means you got problems. All right. We have sabermetrics real quick. The Los Angeles Rams played against the 49ers on Monday night. Little sabermetrics, 21 straight years now, and LA still doesn't have a offensive touchdown.
Or defensive.
Or defensive.
They don't have a touchdown.
Yeah. I actually was I got tripped up because I was reading Rick Riley's hilarious joke, and Rick, he does this great thing where he waits like 24 hours to make the jokes everyone was making in real time.
It's the time zone. He's in Italy.
Yeah.
So right. Italia is like 7 hours behind.
So he woke up this morning and Tuesday morning and popped off this hot one. 21 straight years now, and LA still doesn't have a pro football team. Damn, bro. That's Rick.
That's good. Yeah. They haven't won a game in 20 years either. So they haven't had a team, haven't won a game.
Yep.
And haven't had a touchdown.
And
sabermetrics.
A little more sabermetrics. 21 straight years, and Kate Upton still doesn't have a third boob.
That's good. That's good. I actually made a third boob joke to Rick.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
you don't. I don't follow
another
you.
Another little case of plagiarism.
I don't follow you.
We need to talk about that. So you've been stealing my jokes for your Monday call.
I have not been stealing my jokes for your Monday call.
Yeah, you have.
You for some reason think you're the only person who made the Trent Dilfer has black friends joke.
I was the first.
Okay.
I might have not been the only one, but I was the first that I heard make it.
Okay, Steven. I like that. Or sorry,
Chris Broussard.
Chris Broussard. Yeah. He was the first one who. What did he even say when he's? It was like, I was the first one to say that LeBron might go back to Cleveland.
I wasn't the first. I might not have been the first to say he was going back to Cleveland, but I was the
first that I heard.
Say,
right,
yeah.
Right. All right, let's do a quick new segment called Jagging Off with our resident Jaguars fan, Uncle Chaps, who also has a new podcast that he had just launched. It's called Zero Blog 30. You should all go and download it on iTunes. You quickly tell us what the podcast is about, and then we'll go to Jagging Off.
Zero Block 30 is just about dudes in the military, what they went through, their life, and stuff like that, how it shaped your life, and perspectives on things. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Should be pretty good. We're going to talk about politics, current events, shitting in porta potties, getting pissed off with your buddy in a Humvee. And that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much our entire podcast.
Way to steal it. Guys, so just being dudes. So basically, to sum up your podcast, it's just guys talking about guys.
Yeah,
but who are in the military?
Exactly.
Okay.
So we're not army guys, but I would say we're army guys, right?
Yeah.
Like we
you
appreciate
like
guys that are in the army.
Well, I couldn't speak to that because I'm a Marine. But
yeah, Marine.
Oh, so here that ties in nicely with my first question. Am I allowed to talk shit about like the Navy if someone is like, hey, I'm in the Navy. Can I be like, huh, yeah, I'm more of a Marine guy.
Yeah.
Even though I wasn't a Marine.
I encourage that. Yeah.
Okay. Let's get the civilians in on that shit talk a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk shit about
choose
the Navy.
Choose a team.
Yeah. Also, question quick. We were at a hotel. I don't know if I told you this. They asked if we had a veterans discount, and I said no, but one of my colleagues has a Purple Heart, ever heard of it? Can we get his discount? Because he's not with us right now. But I didn't say, like, that you were still alive. I was like, he's not with us anymore. And they didn't give it to me.
Well, put me on FaceTime. Contractually, they have to honor.
Seriously?
If I'm on FaceTime. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So I can get it anywhere?
Yeah, and I got unlimited data, so don't even worry about
that. Holy shit. Okay, we learned something new. All right.
Let's talk Jaguars.
Yeah, let's talk Jagging Off. How are we feeling with the Jaguars? Because we know this is the year.
It was a statement loss.
This is the year they make the jump.
Yeah, you can't be an underdog if you win your first game. And I feel like the underdog card is what we really had going for us.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see that we got down to the 13-yard line with like 14 seconds left. And we just ran a really bad play because we didn't want to win that game. Because
right.
We want to be like the underdog this year too. So if you come out and beat the Packers week one, you're no longer the underdog. You're the favored guy.
So are you saying that it was a bad idea to throw a pass 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage to a wide receiver in press coverage on 4th and 1?
No, I'm saying that was a really good idea. It's smart. Like, you can't win. Like, you can't come in and steal the show if the show is already yours from the beginning of the season.
Okay, it was bad, but in a good way.
No, I think it was good.
Good in a bad way.
Yeah. Well, also you can say, yeah, I mean you can say
it
that
was
you're
ultimate
just,
spin zone coaching decisions.
Right.
Is what I would say.
You also just, you know, as the old coach would say, you want to let your playmakers make some plays. So wherever the pass may be, 2 yards in front of the first down marker when you need a first down, guess what? Still let your playmaker make a play. It just didn't happen. But you love to be in that situation.
Yeah, it felt good to be in that situation.
What about the Heat? We saw they showed the thermometer.
Yeah.
There. Looked like it was a hot one because I saw that thermometer. They showed it, and it was like, whoa, it's hot.
Yeah,
so,
it was 136 degrees in Jacksonville.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a record?
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
That's actually very dangerous for all the fat people from Wisconsin.
Or all the fat people. There's a lot of fatsoes in Florida, too.
I feel like it's a different fat because it's like that suntanned fat. Where
it's more of a fried fat.
Yeah,
than
right.
Fat.
Right, exactly. So they can handle that kind of heat.
Yeah.
I just saw today the running back, Chris Ivory. He's hospitalized with, the team's calling it, a general medical issue. Is he hurt or is he injured?
Or does he have herpes?
No, but yes.
No to what?
At any given time, I'm probably dealing with like 4 or 5 general medical issues. So this has got to be a significant one if it's enough to send him to the hospital.
Oh, it's definitely significant. I know what the injury is, and it's significant.
What is
it? I can't say.
Why?
HIPAA.
Oh, you're an insider?
It's HIPAA.
Yeah, HIPAA.
Oh, you're an insider now? Come on, tell us. Tell us.
I can't do it. But
give us a hint.
Say this.
His balls.
No.
His dick.
Cowper's gland.
No, it's good, though. I hope the story comes out because it's absolutely fantastic.
Well, okay. You're such a jerk. We let you on our podcast to plug your podcast, and you're going to withhold information?
Yeah, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it on my podcast.
Oh, my God.
Say it in pig Latin.
This is bullshit.
No, I'm American. I don't speak Latin.
All right, give us a hint. Give us a region.
Groin.
So is his dick. He hurt his dick.
Well, sure. If you, that's how big. I'm saying, like, if you did, like, his dick and, like, hold it from end to end and made it go in a complete circle, it's somewhere that area would touch.
Now I'm putting things in my brain that I don't want to be there.
It could be from anywhere from nipples to kneecaps.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Chris Ivory. Huge dick. All right. Yeah. We'll move off this because that – of all the power moves, coming on a podcast – so that we can plug your podcast and then being like, haha, guys, know
have
some
to
information.
Listen to my podcast.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's a double plug.
Unbelievable.
Like, amen. Plugged it once. Told you about some stuff.
All right. You know what? When does your podcast come out?
Saturday.
All right. So listen, on Monday's part of my take, we're going to react to Chaps telling us what Chris Ivory's injury is. It's going to be better than the actual injury. So make sure you tune in. Pardon My Take, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And that was brought to you by Pardon My Take. Chaps, real quick, must win because the Chargers stink. Must win this week?
If we win, I feel like the Jaguars are back.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Okay, so it's not a must win, but if – yeah, it is a must win.
Because we have the Ravens and the Colts after that.
Okay. So you're
if you want to be 3-1, it's a must win
I feel like saying the Ravens and the Colts afterwards – I was so confused as to which way you were going with that. Like, you could have either been like, so we have to win this one, or like, we've got 2 very winnable games.
Right. And the Jaguars.
I feel like the next 15 are winnable.
You know what?
The entire NFL is just like, get off our podcast.
Kind of good. Everybody's kind of good at times.
Everyone kind of sucks and everyone's kind of good. And then like the Patriots are better than everyone. That's really what the NFL is summed up. It sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just really excited. I think that Phillip Rivers is going to get murdered, I think.
Oh.
We didn't. They said, I don't know if you heard or not, because you guys are a big Jaguars fan too, that Gus Bradley said that we really held back the defensive line. So I think they're really going to come.
Classic move.
Yeah.
Don't want to get too much pressure on the quarterback.
Well, you don't want to give away all your secrets.
You got 50 more games. Why would you give out all the techniques with Dante Fowler and Yannick Ngakoue?
Right. Kind of trick Aaron Rodgers. He's like, hey, where's the pass rush? I have so much time. So
he looks so lost when he was carving the defensive alive. So lost.
Right. All right, Uncle Chaps, thank you so much. Everyone check out Zero Blog 30. You can find it on iTunes. Tune into it. It releases every Saturday. It is great. I listened to the first episode, and I loved it. We can't recommend it enough. Zero Blog 30. Thank you, Chaps.
Go Marines.
Thanks.
All right, later. You still there?
Yeah.
What is the injury?
K-
completely.
Okay, cool. All right, spin zone. Rex Ryan got his lap band out.
Yeah.
And he said that it's because he won more football games as a fat guy.
That's great.
That's the best spin zone in the world.
And he also said, like, I'm going to get fatter to show solidarity with Rob.
Yes.
Because Rob's fat.
Right.
Sure, the wife was really happy to hear about that. Yeah, Rex, you go ahead, you know, just balloon up again. I'm into this, though. I think it falls in the same line as people are funnier when they're fatter.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling myself. That's why I'm not going to the gym.
Like Jonah Hill. Yeah, I've been putting on some weight this summer. I feel like the show's gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to, you know, ruin a good thing by going on a diet or running anywhere or sweating when I don't have to sweat. So I think it's kind of the same deal here. Just like, you know, just turn into the skid, get fatter, be more of a football guy, and just roll with it.
I would love to have seen the conversation that Rex had with his wife, because this, let's admit this. This is what happened here was Rob and Rex went out for Buffalo Wings like every single Sunday in the entire off season. And every single time, Rex probably puked because you can only eat so much in your lap band. And he was just sick of puking. He's like, hey, honey, I've been thinking, you know, Rob and I have been talking and won more games when I was fat. So, but he had already done it, right?
Yep.
So he came to it, was like, hey, I was thinking maybe I'd get my lap band out. And she got flipped out and was like, well, actually, I already did. And now they can eat all the food they want together.
Yeah. I think we actually may have planted the seed when we met with Rob. We asked him. We said, like, are you a little bit upset at Rex for just kind of ditching the fat guy cause mm-hmm. and just kind of going off on his own and getting all skinny? And Rob thought about it for a second. He was like, I've never really considered it that way. And so you could tell, like, there was a little bit of resentment that maybe he carried over. I think it was one of those things where, you know, your fuck-up brother is like, hey, dude, you've changed. And, you know, that, right. that'll get somebody right. to, like, yeah. change their behavior real quick.
Yeah, I've noticed you change. It's surgery, right?
Yeah.
This that's amazing. That's actually even more amazing because, you know, as a fat guy, I do the thing where I won't buy food or I won't put food in my house that I know I'm going to eat right away. Like, I won't buy chips because I'll eat them instantly. I won't buy ice cream because I'll eat them. I'm basically putting that barrier there. Like, I don't have any bad food in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Rex put the barrier that he would have to go get surgery again to start eating like shit, and he still couldn't overcome, like, being a fat ass. He's like, right. You know what? I'm going to go get the surgery. I'm going to go through surgery just so I can eat some more.
Right, right.
So he said to himself, he's like, oh, I'm never going to get this reversed.
It's
surgery. You can't go back to surgery.
He is committed to the cause.
Yes.
So let's tie this back to football.
Okay.
We talk about this all the time. Like when a coach buries a football,
mm-hmm.
they're going to win that week, right?
Oh,
I don't think that there's any chance at all that the Bills lose against the Jets this week after Ryan gets in front of his team and says, hey, look, I am getting fat for you guys.
Okay. I actually didn't see where you're going. I thought you were saying that we should bury Rex Ryan's lap band.
We could do that.
Maybe under, like, Duff's in Buffalo.
Yeah, well, we can certainly try to contact Rex
yeah.
and see, like, what happened to the band.
Yeah.
Or is it, like, hanging in formaldehyde? Like,
let us have that band.
Get us the lap band. But barring that, let's make sure to put a lot of money on the Bills.
Yes, absolutely. We had a quick Respect the Shield. What do you have for us for there?
Respect the Shield. People always call the NFL the no fun league. They're like, oh, you're so stodgy.
New taunting.
Yeah, you can't taunt. You can't wear your
can't
socks.
Can't hump the air.
You can't wear your socks above your knees like they do. By the way, wearing your socks too high it's code for saying that you're holding drugs in certain neighborhoods. So, like, there's good reason why Goodell doesn't
Where'd
let
you
do
that.
It's just something I picked up on the streets. But they make fun of the NFL, but guess what? The NFL is putting week 13, they've marked it on their calendars, they're going to let the players wear whatever shoes they want. Okay? It's basically the purge for shoes for NFL players on week 13.
This is, it's essentially when, you know, when you were maybe like 15 years old and you went to like a cousin's wedding and your parents are like, all right, you can have a sip of beer.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead. You have a sip of beer. That means they won't drink later because we're such cool parents.
Right.
That's what the NFL's doing here. Like, go ahead, wear whatever you want. And, like, people will just say, oh, they're so cool. They you know, they let them express themselves. They're hands-off parents.
Uh-huh.
Nice try, Goodell. I see you.
Or it's like if you have the world's worst boss, what they like to do is like a little treat. Oh, you guys, you've crushed it this quarter. You've been showing up on time. You've been working hard. We hit all our goals. You're going to get to wear jeans on Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Or, like, bring bagels in on Monday.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, I'm not going to say, you know, good job ever. I'm not going to be, you know, a supportive boss or ever, you know, foster a creative environment. But I brought bagels.
Bagel Monday.
So, and I'm going to talk about it nonstop. So I must be a good boss. That's exactly what Roger Goodell is doing here. All right. Finally, we have a shout out.
Big shout out.
Rare shout out to ourselves.
Shout out. Pardon my take. Great job, guys.
Hey, wait, hey, can we clap it up real quick? So we're shouting ourselves out because
nobody else, by the way, is allowed to listen to this segment except for I'm going to listen to tomorrow's show, fast forward to the end so I can hear myself thanking myself. So award-winning listeners, you guys, you're not allowed to listen right now.
You can
cover your ears.
Yeah, cover one ear. Maybe listen like covering your like a little bit of your eyes.
Yeah.
Don't look, but you can look because we're about to shout out ourselves. Rainmakers. We are Rainmakers. Just let's just go through it, okay? Tiger Woods. Hey, Tiger, when are you going to be back in the future? He's back. Rainmaker. Landon Donovan. I don't even know what we did with the Landon Donovan interview, but a bunch of our award-winning listeners said we broke it, so we broke it. He's back, getting paid, playing. AJ Hawk, we told him how to get hired for a team because he obviously wanted to play. Yep. Boom, on a team. Rainmakers.
Mm-hmm. David DeCastro.
Yes.
From the Steelers. He just got like a $60 million contract.
Kyle Long. He just got like $50 million.
Got paid.
Chris Long on a team that actually wins.
AJ Green raking in the cash with Rocket Refuel.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Scott Van Pelt, ratings through the roof.
That's right. And
Peter King hasn't eaten the trash in a while. Could we go on? We could go on.
We could go on all day.
We could go on all day.
Seriously. Spencer Hawes, still in the league.
Stacey King in my fantasy league.
Wow.
Still hates me.
Max B, killing it in kindergarten.
Oh, Max B. Shout out to Max B real quick. Shout out.
Boy, baby.
So the bottom line is you come on Part of My Take, you're going to get a contract from somewhere.
Yeah. We don't know where, but you're going to get that contract. We're going to make it rain for you.
Hey, Tebow, why don't you come on the show?
Oh.
Maybe get back in the league.
Yeah.
The real league.
I think Aaron Rodgers, you need an extension. Hey, JJ. Hey, JJ. Want someone to buy more shoes?
Maybe just come on the show.
Yeah, just... Maybe just hop on a Skype call real quick.
Speaking of JJ, have you noticed he has not tweeted in like a week and a half?
He's so scared.
He's terrified.
He's so scared.
He's terrified.
We've run a fucking grown man off of Twitter.
And a horse. So we're 2 for 2 on our targets here. I don't know if he's doing like a zero dark 30 thing where he's just not going to tweet for the rest of the year. If so, he's trying harder by not tweeting than he would be by just like normally tweeting.
How many drafts do you think? Like he started to type it out and he's like, I just don't want to deal with getting bombarded by hey JJ's.
His draft folder is locked and loaded and it's all either like pictures of his grandmother, kids that he's helping in the hospital.
They can't hey JJ gam gam.
Yeah, well, he learned the hard way. That's not necessarily.
Oh, yes, case. You can. Oh, and you can do it on her birthday. Oh, man. So, yeah, Rainmakers.
Come on the show, JJ.
Yeah, come on the show. Rainmakers. You touch Pardon My Take, you turn into gold. Mm-hmm. Facts are facts. Maybe if we turn
your career into like a really lucrative one, maybe wet the beak a little bit.
Ooh, okay. A little scratch. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
We got you a contract.
Yeah.
We did tell AJ when he was on the show, if you get a contract, we're going to take 10%.
Yeah, right? Which I think is binding.
He said yes.
We'll get our lawyer on. Right.
Yeah. So okay. Looking forward to that check coming through.
Hey, but guess what? Good news, AJ. Miami, no state income tax.
There you go.
So it basically pays for itself, my friend.
Yeah, we'll just essentially be the state income tax, right?
Perfect. All right, tune in Friday. We will be meeting with the Blake Bortles Wikipedia Club. I actually just got the text. Blake is way cooler than I think. Like, I was nervous because after a loss, we talked about it as a group. What should we text him? Should we give him a day? He was like, yeah, cool, man. I'll do it whenever.
Blake moves on quick.
Yeah.
I like that about him.
Short memory.
We still don't have subjects, though.
We got to find our subject. We'll figure out.
Do you
want to
do that right now?
Yeah. Send us the subjects. Everyone tweet us what subjects you want for Friday's Blake Bortles Wikipedia Club. We need them. Send us the Wikipedia pages you want us to read. We'll do two. And also, make sure you check out Thursday. We are dropping a video, Larry the Goldfish number 2. The Larry franchise lives on. Larry 1 was 4-1 before he met his untimely death.
He set the bar really high.
Real
for
high.
Future Larry's, yeah.
So Larry 2, we're a little nervous. We pimped Larry's crib out. There's some super glue residue. I think Larry 2 probably is going to last even less time than Larry 1. But as long as he can make his picks, we're good, right? We're Gucci.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, and we'll see you Friday. Shying away. Oh, I'll be coming for your love. Larry boy, it's waiting there for you. Take on me. Take me on. I'll be gone. But I don't
dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti.
Needless to say, I'm on sentence, but I'll be so little way. Life is okay. Take on me. Take me on. I'll be there. Coming for you anyway.
Hey boy, she's waiting there for you.
Pardon My Take, presented by Bar Stool Sports.